Background music of Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 552 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And our theme wrapping up right there. Yes, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi. We're coming up on 15 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 48 and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and say good morning to Laverne Bizdock. Good morning, Laverne. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. I am fine.
Wonderful. And what's it like up in Little Falls this morning?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I say, what is it like up in Little Falls this morning?
Oh, it is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. It's sunny and it's beautiful. And yeah, the neighbors are out. They're out for walking and some of them are riding bikes. So it's a beautiful day.
Wonderful. And it is down here too in central Minnesota and Albany. We're not that far apart. And you know, we got teased a little bit with that warm weather last week. It was so warm last weekend, and a little bit of a reality check this morning, huh?
We sure did.
And you and I, we've been here a few seasons already, so we've seen the highs and lows Minnesota can deal, huh?
Yes, we certainly have, yes, from over 100 degrees to 20 below.
Oh, so true. In the month of May, even. I mean, I have people calling me every so often for requests, and they will, well, like last week, Al Cullough's wedding anniversary was, he said we had beautiful sunshine on that Saturday morning, and they had a wedding dance at the Lakeview Ballroom in Avon. He said we came outside after the dance at 1 o'clock, and the ground was white. They had snow. So... not surprising in Minnesota, right?
That is so true, so true. But, you know, it is just crazy weather all over.
It is.
Like, you know, you would think being in the travel business, I've been quite a few places, and some place you go, it's very tropical, and you get there, and it's cold. You don't even take your bathing suit out of the suitcase.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just been crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's been some time since we've had you on the program, Laverne. So probably for, you know, almost everybody, I'm sure, knows who you are. But just give us a quick background of where you were born and raised and where you grew up and how you got into music. Can you fill us in a little bit?
I sure can, Will. I grew up in the Piers area, more toward Lastrup area, and my parents were musicians. My mom played piano accordion, or I think it was the accordion, all buttons on both sides.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's what it was. And my dad played guitar, and so I grew up with a musical family, and I had a brother that recorded one of the records with us. And a sister I don't believe she recorded, but she played with us a lot in the band. And I married a wonderful man in 1964, I believe it was, and George, and we had two daughters. I have three great-grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
Wow. Very good.
And I started with the Jolly Fisherman. I don't know if people would like to hear this.
Well, sure.
When I was 14 years old.
My goodness.
They had called my dad, and they needed a guitar player. And my dad says, well, why don't you come along? Oh, I said, what do I want at a polka dance?
Uh-huh.
And that sounded like it was not going to be fun. But I went, and I played probably an hour that night, and they hired me.
Uh-huh.
So then I was with the Jolly Fisherman for, I would say 6-7 years. And then I met a gentleman that was a very good concertina player, and he wanted to start a band, and I wanted to start a band. So we started the Starlights together.
Uh-huh.
So then we played together for a number of years, and but he was from the city. He had a very, very good job, a tool and die maker. Maybe people know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we played all our jobs up here, and he had to travel a lot. So.
And what was his name?
His name was Alan Coady.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He was originally from Foley.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he worked in the city, and like I said, he had a good job, and he just couldn't, you know, travel all the places where we were playing, and his job just was interfering a lot, and the band was interfering a lot with his work.
So, sure.
He says, either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. And I says, well, I guess I'll buy you out if that's okay. So that's when Laverne and the Starlights came to be.
Okay. Yeah. And since that time, you've had just a wealth of musicians come and go through the band. I mean, it almost reminds you of baseball, where the big league team and they have the farm team, and you were kind of the farm team that had all these players. And I mean, some of them went on to huge, thinking about Kenny Jensen. He has a nightlife theater in Nashville, Tennessee, for heaven's sakes, huh?
Yes. And he's played with Tammy Wynette for 12 years. I mean, I've been blessed with remarkable young musicians, really, through my life. That's what kind of kept me going. And then there's Scott Nason. He was a trumpet player from St. Cloud. He has a recording studio out in Nashville. It's a demo recording studio, but nevertheless,
yeah,
it is a studio, and he is very busy out there. And then there's Jay O'Donnell. Well, who does he play with? The Fabulous Armadillos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so really, I have been blessed with very, very, very good musicians. And now, I mean, the Dirkus Boys.
Yes.
Dean started with me when he was 11, and I think Daryl was 12 or 13. And, you know, they went to high school, they went to college, and, you know, they get married and they move away, and now they're back, and we're back together.
Absolutely. Yeah, doing a great job. Some other notable names, Gilly Mouse and the Country Polkateers. Gilly started with you, too.
Yes. Gilly was with me for many, many years.
Yes, recorded with you, and yeah.
Yes.
Neat stuff there. Andy Stangler, another very
Andy
good.
Andy was a very fine concertina player. Very good.
You bet.
I was so fortunate to have him, and just a lot of good musicians that I really can't even remember today. they were so good. And you know, so many of us, we stay in touch with each other, and that's beautiful.
It is.
I love to hear what they're doing, and but you know, we played, oh my gosh, what is there, 350 days in June or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think we played 147.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, busy, busy. You bet. And another one that I remember very well was a tuba player by the name of Jimmy McNeil.
Oh, Jim McNeil, yes. He was the first. Well, he was one of the first Starlights.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy McNeil.
Yeah, and I remember going to musicians union meetings back in the days when I first started playing, and he would come to those meetings too. I'm not sure if he was an officer or something, but he was at all the meetings, and he had really thick glasses, but he was such a kind gentleman.
He was, and he was so responsible. If you told him, you know, you got to be there at this time or that time, I mean, he never, ever was late.
Okay.
Never, ever. He was so responsible.
And yeah. Was his son Lloyd McNeil the trumpet player?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yes. Yeah. Really good names and good reputations, good musicians in central Minnesota. And my gosh, if we go on, we'd mention just about everybody that we can think of because, well, you went through some different, what would you call it, renditions of the Starlights. So there for a while you had an all-girls band.
Well, I didn't have the all-girls band till in the 90s.
Okay.
You know, that's when I had, and we were together, until about, well, we were together. My husband died in 2001.
Okay.
And then, and he went with us on all the jobs. He drove, he set up, he, you know,
right.
All that. And then it just got so difficult. So I thought, no, I'm going to quit this. I don't need to do this. So then I was going to quit, and Dean and Daryl, I hear they're back here.
Okay.
In Albany. So somehow we got together, and, well, they make playing so easy, so why not?
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about how difficult it was, of course, in those days you had those great big speakers and all that heavy equipment.
All that.
Isn't that something? I can still remember seeing you and the girls at the Delwyn Ballroom. I think I picked up some CDs or something or another, came out there that day, and you were playing on a Sunday afternoon, and tremendous sound that the girls had. But my gosh, yeah, some of those girls that you had playing were pretty little girls. I mean, they were young, and to lift and lug those speakers around, that was a chore.
Those speakers, I can tell you, they were 5 feet, 2 inches high.
Okay.
And why do I know that? Because when a trailer was built, we had a door opening of 5 feet, 3 inches.
Oh, yes.
Oh. So they had a certain way of going in. Yes, yes. No, things were so heavy, so heavy.
Things might be improving these days because with technology, I see some of the bands and especially the DJs come in with like a little briefcase and a Bluetooth speaker, and my goodness, they put out a sound like you didn't get with those great big speakers. So it's amazing how things have modernized, huh?
Yes, yes, very much so, very much so. Yeah, like you say, just make a trip or two in there before you made trip upon trip upon trip with equipment.
Exactly.
And now, you know, if you make a trip or two, you've got it in. And yet, you still have a lot, you know?
You bet.
You have your individual, everybody's got their individual instruments, and that accounts for a lot of equipment, a lot of trips.
It does, it does. Now, you've been playing for quite some time, so you've really seen the changes through the years. I mean, back in the early days, you were playing in all the ballrooms, I'm sure, and now there's hardly any of them left.
I sure was. And, you know, and I came into play when there was not very many women band leaders.
Yeah.
So it was a plus in a way, but it was a negative in a way too, because there was so many men band leaders.
Uh-huh.
And I could see music was changing a little bit. We were a band that brought guitars in, and we brought a little country music with it.
Variety.
Instead of, right. And that went over.
It did.
I think even back in those days, people were ready for a change, as they certainly are now.
Yeah.
The changes, you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And that was super duper. And, you know, I want to say, too, I mean, there was Wally Pickle, there was the Shimoleskis, there was Peter and Paul, and Irwin Cease. We did Germany with them. We did Hawaii with them. We did several cruises with them. Renata and the Girls.
Yeah.
We did Hawaii, I remember, with them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, those bands were playing a lot at, you know, in those days. They were playing just all over. But, yeah, I was so excited to get into the big ballrooms, like, oh, gosh, like the Gibbon and Medina, the Bel Ray, the Corn Palace and Mitchell. It was just a dream come true. You know?
And you were always up for the challenge. I mean, you know, you probably seen other big bands and you thought, gosh, are we up to this or not? But you always measured up to it. You entertained the people.
Yes. I always had that drive. Would I have that today? No.
Oh, I don't know. I think
I
think you still do pretty good. So, yeah, you brought up a good point. From the music, all of a sudden you developed a travel agency too yet. A lot of bands did that, and you were one of them.
Well, you know, I remember we were playing at the Blue Note Ballroom in Winsted. It was like, I don't know, March, probably February 1984.
Okay.
I was going to do my first trip, 1984, September, to Quebec, Canada, Saint Anne de Beaupre,
mm-hmm.
pilgrimage tour. And there were five ladies from Winsted came and picked up a brochure and signed up for the trip. I thought, hallelujah, how easy is this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, naturally, word of mouth, and of course, you know, technology just did not exist back then.
No.
I mean, it was either word of mouth, phone call, that was it. But yeah, that was my very, very first trip.
Oh, my goodness. And you haven't looked back since.
No, and you know, remember the trip that we were on?
I do.
The island with us, and why couldn't we do the Badger? We couldn't.
Well, the ferry was broke down, and that was the first time.
That was the first time
in how many years? I think that was 2008 when we went to Mackinac Island, and I think they at that time said it had been like 30-some years since the ferry had been broke down. But that happened to be on the trip that we were on. So we played music together on the bus, and that is a challenge to play guitar or concertina with the buses moving. So, but we, there was another fellow, Dale what was his last name again? I'm trying to think of it now. But he played concertina, so the two of us played concertina, and you played guitar. So that was a fun time.
So we made it work. Well, anyway, speaking of Mackinac Island, we're doing that again June 22nd. And Kim just got a call yesterday. Five people canceled because of hell. So if you want to come with us to Mackinac Island.
We'll have to check the schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, there check your schedule. I mean, I hope the Badger will be running. We do have reservations.
Well, good.
Did we do the Grand Hotel when you did the trip? We must have.
I think we did. Yeah.
What a dining experience that is, huh?
Sure. Yes, we did. Yes, I do remember that. That on the island there. Oh, that's a huge, huge buffet. Oh, my goodness. You can't possibly try everything because it doesn't all fit, but it was fun to try.
and the waiters. All white gloves and black tux.
Yes, I mean,
it is a dining experience.
You bet. Well, Laverne, if you can hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Perfect.
All righty. Cy here on behalf of the St. Joe Meat Market. Memorial Day is this upcoming weekend and a great time for some outdoor activities, boating, fishing, camping, visiting the cemeteries, or maybe just staying at home and working around the yard. Whatever your choice of activity, you're sure to work up a powerful appetite. Stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for great grilling ideas. Marinated chicken or pork, all sorts of brats, wieners, hamburger patties, fresh-cut pork and beef steaks are just some of the items that you will find in the meat cases this week. Meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, jerky are always on hand for those wanting to just nibble and keep on going. The brat of the week this week is our smoked holiday brat in honor of the Memorial Day weekend. It's called sometimes our red, white, and blue brat or military brat in honor of those who have served our country so admirably all these many years. This week, you can come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. And this weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Lady Y2K Lions. Come out and support this fine organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause. Yes, the Lady Lions, they do so much for our parish and community. A big thank you to the ladies for all you do for all of us. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Laverne, for being our guest on the program, and it's been a while, but you know how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat park market, and along with KASM Radio, we get that over to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That's wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Cy.
You are very welcome, and that's all from the meat market there. So we thank the meat market for being a loyal sponsor of our Musicians Come and Play. We've been doing that for 552 shows, and when I look back and think back, gosh, Wally Pickle, you mentioned him earlier, he was my first guest way back in February of 2013, and here we are in 2025. So, pretty good run.
Yes, it has been one heck of a journey.
You
it
bet.
It really, really has been.
Well, Laverne, curious about the Starlights. Did you have a book written for, you know, with the many musicians that you had go through, did you have music written or a library written for all the musicians, or do you play a lot by ear and just whatever comes? How does it work for you guys?
We play everything by ear.
You
now.
Do? Okay.
But when I took in young musicians, we had everything charted. Everything
oh, you did? Okay.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just wondering, because if you told them we're going to play the Guido Polka or something, they would look at you and say, what's the Guido Polka, huh? So they had to have an idea how it how it would go. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. Funny you should say that. Back in the Jolly Fisherman, Joyce would always say, well, now we're going to play this, and then we're going to play that, and then we're going to play this. And I would say, Joyce, you don't have to tell me. You know, the names of the tunes, they all sound the same to me.
Just give me a key so I know which key to play in, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would like to tell the people briefly about some of our upcoming jobs, if I could.
Oh, do that. Please do. Yes.
Okay. We will be at Great River Arts Friday, June 20. It's a sit-down crowd. It's a... we play a little polka music, a little country, a little 50s, a little spiritual, and we have audience participation. So if you're looking for something to do, June 20th, that's Friday, Great River Arts here in Little Falls. It's located right on the main street uptown. We play there 7 to 9. And then we have the usual. We do the Freeport Bazaar. Sacred Heart, mm-hmm. July 20th. We do Our Lady of Lourdes, July 27th. And then we're back at Holding Ford on the first Sunday in August, August 3rd, 1 to 4 at the Holding Ford Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So We hope a lot of you come to that. August 24th, we will be at, I think it's St. Francis.
Yeah.
And then the 31st, we're always at St. Rose.
Okay.
So we will be there. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yes. And are you scheduled for St. Stephen on Labor Day weekend?
Oh, yes. That's at Sox Center, you mean?
No. St. Stephen, Minnesota. Do you usually play at St. Stephen or not? Am I thinking of something else? I was thinking that.
We did not last year.
Oh, you did. So, okay. Okay.
No, we did not last year. I thought maybe you were talking about the Sox Center High School for.
Oh, yeah, that's Merle's concert.
Yeah.
And are you scheduled for that this year?
We are scheduled for that.
Yes. I thought so. Yes, yes, that's great. You bet.
Yeah.
So no grass growing under Laverne's feet, then. You are still a busy lady playing and booking jobs. So good for you.
Well, thank you. I feel real good, and, you know, I might as well do it while I can.
Yeah. Well, and I think you've mentioned that, and maybe not all the folks know that you did go through a serious bout health issues there, and it didn't look good for a little while, but you rebounded and everything is good, huh?
I did, yes. The Lord is good at all the prayers that you, the people, said for me, really. I felt everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you, because it has been nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah, yeah, because it was cancer, wasn't it? It was a severe cancer.
Yes, it was a brain tumor, a cancerous brain tumor.
Okay, and you went through surgery?
I went through surgery. I had surgery on December 8th, and I got out December 24th.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's one thing to have surgeries and health issues and everything, but then when you are the owner of business and you are the travel guide and all of that, boy, that must have crunched some dates, and there must have been some cancellations and shifting schedules and all sorts of things, huh?
Oh, there was a lot of that, but thank the Lord, Kim was just coming into the business at
okay.
that time, and she knew enough that, you know, she could make it work.
Yep.
So, yeah, we canceled a few things that were very difficult, even for someone that has experience, you know. But no, the Lord just seen everything through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Another period in life was when you were playing with Andy Stangler. Now, the one thing that I didn't ask you early on, and I should have, so people know you as a guitar player, but how many instruments can you play? You and Andy recorded that album, and we didn't know who was playing what on that album.
Well, we tricked you.
Uh-huh.
We had our picture on that. I believe on that album or somewhere along the line we had
yep.
a picture. And he was holding the guitar and I was holding the concertina.
Yep, yep.
So, and I don't know beans about concertina.
Oh, you don't? Okay. But you do play guitar. Do you play keyboard or anything else then?
I play guitar and keyboard and violin.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this out loudly, so you people need to say, what are you doing with saxophone? I want to learn how to play saxophone.
Really? Good for you.
I'm going to take lessons. I'm going to go to St. Francis. I'm going to start with whatever they start with, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I do want to play saxophone. I want to learn how to play it.
Well, they tell me that when you have goals like that, you are very much alive. So I would say Laverne is very much alive. Oh, that's.
I did play trombone at one time, but I don't know if this was an accident or if they were trying to tell me something. They backed over it with the trailer.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That was the end of the trombone, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I wasn't very good, but I didn't think I was that terrible.
Oh, goodness. That's a new story I've never heard before. So, yeah.
So that took care of my trombone playing.
Well, Our time is running down. We want to save a little time to play some of the Starlight music from over the years. I usually ask you at this point of the program if there's a memory, and boy, that's quite a memory right there. But is there any other memories, good, bad, or otherwise, that you'd like to share with the listeners at this time as you look back over your lifetime?
I just want to say that my girlfriend and I, before we got married, we were both going to get married in the fall. And we had scheduled a trip to Florida. She had an aunt living there. And so we went there, and we went to the Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the Lawrence Welk Show. We went to the Palladium Ballroom.
Yeah.
And the dance was open to the public. So, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, the show was only for the people that came in.
Right.
And then the dance was open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came along, asked me to dance, asked my friend to dance. So, well, we went out, danced with him. And the dance stopped right in front of the stage, Lawrence Welk. And this guy was telling me, oh, yeah, Lawrence and I, we're good friends. We go fishing together and, you know, we do this together. And I thought, I don't know if this is true, but okay. So the dance stops, and we're right in front of the stage. Hey, Lawrence, I want you to meet my dancing friend. And she's got a band back in Minnesota. Well, then I knew he really did know Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
So they had me. Well, he said, come on up and sing a song. You know, now this was not on TV. This was closed to the public.
Sure.
This dance. But I did sing When the Saints Go Marching In.
Oh, my goodness. And you knew the words by heart and everything? You just belted it out, huh?
I picked a pretty easy song because I was afraid of that.
Oh, that is really, that's a neat story, Laverne. That's really neat.
Well, yeah, that was the highlight of the tour, I'll tell you. Yeah,
that is for sure. Well, we could go on and on because there's so much information, and of course, busy with the travel agency and of course the band, and still maintaining life and keeping up with the kids and grandkids. So you're a busy lady. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us today. And like I've told you in the past, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are still here, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds wonderful.
All righty. So with that, you have a great afternoon, Laverne. Always good to visit with you, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, and there she goes. Laverne Bizdoc, our 552nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Starlights in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 552nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Laverne Bizdoc, Laverne and the Starlights, our guest today. And what a delightful guest. Laverne, she does so, so well. Yes, fun story. Fun to hear all the stories as Laverne was growing up and going through the years with the Starlights. So we're going to start out right now with one of her first recordings. This is called Swing and Sway, The Starlight Way. Of course, Gilly Mouse was the concertina player on this recording, and we're going to feature him right now on a concertina solo, one called the Four Henrys Polka. Laverne and the Starlights from back in the days. Yes, that featured Gilly Mouse on the concertina, Jimmy McNeil on the bass horn, and that was the sound of the Starlights back in those years. Another one off of that album, a country tune, one called Where Do the Good Times Go?
Still I love you all.
Laverne and the Starlights from back in the days, Where Do the Good Times Go? And that comes off of their Starlights Swing and Sway, the Starlight Way recording. And was a nice sounding band. And I can still remember going out to shower dances, wedding dances, and seeing Laverne and the Starlights playing way back in the days. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information says, summer fun for everyone. That's what Jeannie B's Tours has planned for you. Choose an awesome paddle boat cruise down the Mississippi River or Gull Lake's beautiful North Star Yacht Guided Tour. See great musicals like Grease at the Chan Hassen or jukebox hits of the 50s and 60s at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. Sightseeing of hidden treasures of the Apostle Islands or the Medora musical memories. Adventure are great summer getaways. Now is also the time to call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 to reserve your spots on any of the 2026 extended flyout tours. Travel to exciting destinations like the Canadian Rockies and Glacier Park, Alaska cruises and land tours, Hawaii, Washington, D.C., Ireland, Holland, Austria, and Germany, Iceland, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, and the Panama Canal Cruise. Whether you are looking for a daycation, minication for 1, 2, or 3 days, or an extended vacation, Jeannie B's staff can help you make it happen. All you need to do is call 320-345-1581 to mark your calendar with exciting plans. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And again, that is all information for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, and now a second location in St. Joe. Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 49 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, like we were talking with Laverne's Starlights, they went through some transformations and they did an all-girls band for several years. Here's one from that release, one called Girls, Girls, Girls.
Thank you.
Laverne and the Starlight Girls, one call, girls, girls, girls. Taking us to 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 50 degrees is our current temperature here in Albany. One more on the way with the girls, and this one is one called the Two Roses Waltz. Laverne and the Starlight Girls, yes, the Two Roses Waltz. We are at 27 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, and we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, yes, the home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin is located out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, well, that's the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand. You just really need to go out there and see him to believe it. Yes, he's got a beautiful showroom there and overhead door. He'll pop it open and you can try out whichever one you want to hop on. You can cut part of his lawn, all of his lawn, half of the lawn, whatever you want to do. But I'll tell you what, Kevin allowed me to cut with that first Hustler, and I was convinced after cutting part of the lawn, this is what I need for cutting my lawn. And, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, and can sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower, As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. And again, like I've told you in the past, Kevin, of course, is kind of the one-man band out there. Yes, he puts in the entire farm, the family farm. And so if nothing's going on in the shop, he jumps in the tractor and he's planting corn or alfalfa, cutting alfalfa or cultivating or doing some type of work out there in the fields. But he does not want to miss you. So give him a call first if you're planning on coming out. He'll make sure he's there when you get there. Also exciting news from Kevin's Countryside. He took on the Ego brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line a couple of years ago. So he carries handheld blowers and backpack blowers. There's chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. They're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, just give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. You bet. Great equipment out there and a great dealer, a great person to deal with. Yes, Kevin, really one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, another change came about with Laverne and the Starlights when Andy Stangler joined the band. And Laverne and Andy put out a recording, and here they are with one called the Champagne Polka. Laverne and the Starlights, yes, some great music there. Andy Stangler on the concertina, Laverne on the guitar, and I think on the drums, they were back and forth, bass guitar, and some great music there with Andy and Laverne back in the days. Another one on the way with Andy and Laverne. This one is one called the Baby Doll Polka. Thank you. Laverne and the Starlights. Laverne and Andy there. One called the Baby Doll Polka, taking us to 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And Laverne's latest recording was a gospel recording, one called Walk With Me, and that's her current band right now. Daryl on the drums, Daryl Jerkis, and Dean on the concertina, Laverne on guitar. And so they, like a lot of bands, wanted to give back. Thankful to the Lord for their good fortune through the years, and Laverne no different. She recorded this one in hopes, thanking the Lord for all the goodness that has happened over the years. And so right now, I'm going to close up our musical treat for Dancing Feet with one of the selections off of that gospel CD, and it's called Under the Skies of Blue. Laverne and the Starlights, their current band. Laverne and the Starlights, one called Under the Skies of Blue, coming off of their latest release, the gospel CD, Walk With Me. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.